This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City.
And I'm Terry Way. Well, it's the holiday season, and artists are always looking for ways to show their wares, especially this time of year. We're going to kind of talk about all the ways people figure out how to show what they do. Right now, a lot of artists are opening their homes or their studios. The open studio idea during the holidays is really popular. You have to check listings to see who's doing that. But Sandy, you went to one last weekend. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm in a festive spirit. I'm already out there spending my art dollars. I went last night. Well, actually, it was last Friday night. See Beth Johnson, who is a Club Mud artist, selling plates and bowls. She's just a wonderful potter. I went to the Blair Street open house. Especially Judith Sparks is a remarkable painter. And there's Fuse Glass. There's several artists right along that 2nd Street and Blair line. I went to see Beverly Sosa and Shannon Weber.
Actually, Beverly Sosi.
Sosi, sorry.
That's all right.
And I bought this really cool long-legged wire item with a little nest on top. It's like this little Frida Kahlo altar.
And that's one Bev did?
That's one Bev did.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to her studio too, and a lot of people know her for the sort of collage box things that she puts together. But she's also very good at doing drawings.
Well, she and Shannon were sitting at a table twisting wire all around all kinds of glass and stones and making just the coolest objects.
Well, and that's really an aspect when you go to an artist's studio or their home. It has a whole different, it's a whole different ballgame than going to a gallery, because you actually get to see, I know Bev's, she's got storage things and just stuff all over, and it's just really nice to see where the creativity takes place.
That's right. And Beth was serving fudge with hot peppers in it, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
It's another kind of art form.
Another little perk, huh? And then, of course, a lot of the Saturday market people have moved out to the fairgrounds
for the holiday market,
and that's on the weekends from now to Christmas time. So that's a place to see a lot of creations.
Some of these things you might call crafts that have moved on to art forms. I bought an apron, which you might consider a craft, but I consider it to be high art.
Right, that whole argument, is it art or craft, it gets really fuzzy.
Very fuzzy, right around Christmas time, too. You start paying for art, and, well, you should. Stay out of the malls and go buy Oregon artists.
Right, and then, of course, the Ahmad Kern Show is showing gallery members over there. And I must say, I mentioned Nancy Poban's work last time here on Viz City and one of her calligraphy pieces, and I said, I wasn't sure it said anything. Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy called me and assured me her things always say something, so I stand corrected.
And what did it say, Terry?
She wouldn't tell.
So you have to go back and look.
I guess. So another gallery here in town actually shows 65 Oregon artists.
That's an amazing number.
Yes, and it's right downtown near the corner of 8th and Willamette. It's Imagine Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually owned by Tim Mazay and her sons. They do hot glass work. And the one thing I can say about that place is it is just shiny, glisteny.
Because there's so much glass.
So much glass. And the way they have it all presented, there's almost everything you can imagine there, from paintings, prints, glass, ceramics. You name it, they've got some.
Well,
and I mean, it's 65 artists. There's a lot of stuff.
I emptied my pocket on some glass there. Eli, Josh, and son Tim do lamp work glass, and my husband and I collect this.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a cool dragon, a little whale, and we got Rudolph the Christmas slug.
The Christmas slug.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait till you see it. It's very cute. And we also bought something from Tony Zeibel, who's in Veneta. She does fused glass, and she does glass menorahs. I bought one beautiful red glass with the tree of life in it, and you turn the candles on at Christmas time, and you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, it's a multi-culti fused glass experience.
Right. The Mazay men, they do hot work glass and kind of specialize, I think it's safe to say, in marbles. And there's a whole case of these marbles. They're like small paperweights. They're not tiny little marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's one with my name on it over there. I've been thinking about it.
See, that's how it works at Christmas time.
And the marbles are just fantastic.
Did you see that big red fat cat clock that Tony Zibel had? The pendulum is a mouse. And it was clever, but it's more beautiful. It's not as stupid as it sounds. It's really cool.
Right. Yeah, they just have – there's these crazy animal things – by Noel Doss, Shauna Trumbly. They have a full bin of prints. Queen and the Beat is one of my favorites. Levon Tarbox Crone, they have a full collection of her things. It just goes on and on. So check local listings, see which galleries or which open studios are this coming.
Well, I just want to say quickly, I was down at Florence at the Blue Heron, the Windrift, Sticks and Stones, Bonjour. There's just everybody's out and showing wonderful stuff. We should all just get out and celebrate the season.
There we go. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.